And away we go. Yes, it is a Monday, first Monday in February, Monday, February the 3rd, 2020. 12 coming up on 13 minutes after the hour. Now, all month we will have this long-going conversation that I have every month of February. And luckily this year we will have this one extra day because it is leap year, so we'll have it 29 days instead of 28 days. But the long-running conversation that we have every February is it February or is it February? Because it's spelled like February. And when I hear some people pronounce it on television and radio, it is February. But the majority of people pronounce it February. So all month, you will hear me go back and forth on this. Some days I'll say February, some days I'll say February. Now, how do you say it? If there's anybody who has any take on this, is February totally wrong? Is that just the way that it's spelled and not the way it's supposed to be pronounced? And if it is supposed to be pronounced February, how did we get to February? Is it because it sounds like all the other months? January, what are the other airy months? Is that the only other airy month we have? March, April, May, June, July. Maybe the only other airy. Is it February because it sounds like January? Is that why we do it? I don't know. I've never really thought about that. If anybody has an answer, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All kinds of big stuff happening here at WWGH Radio. We'll be able to announce a lot of this as the week goes on, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, if my voice sounds a little funny this morning, maybe a little husky, it's because it's the day after the Super Bowl, and everybody knows the day after the Super Bowl, nobody wants to go to work. Nobody wants to get out of bed. Everybody is tired. The Super Bowl really is on the wrong day. I don't know why it's on a Sunday night. It really should be on a Saturday night. Most of the college bowl games are like that. Well, we're getting a call already. Maybe this is the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Phonetically, it would be February.
So if we did it absolutely phonetically, it would be February.
February, F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y, February.
Now, do you hear more February or February?
Usually February.
February. But haven't you heard people say February?
Oh, yeah. I hear a lot of different things. Well, I've heard announcers called it Darius Street down on the west side of town.
When it comes to this month, what is, because we do know, like for example, we talk about it on here a lot, aunt and aunt. Now, the correct pronunciation, if you went to somebody who was studying that, is aunt, but we do say aunt more than aunt. So for February, is it really February and we're just saying February? I don't know.
I suppose, if I always thought to you was silent in aunt. Unless your English is aunt.
Well, but you know, a lot of people will say auntie. Now, I've heard people call their, you know, aunts their aunties. And right. I would have to think that they're pronouncing, I don't know why the U would be silent. I guess knowing the English language, there are certain times where the U is silent. Certain letters are. But being the second letter in the word, I don't know what would make the U silent in aunt.
Well, the old English pronunciation is aunt.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We say aunt, but originally the word was supposed to be aunt.
I think it's our slang.
Right, I think that's right. So is that what happened with February? Is it really February?
Probably. most people just go fib.
Well, it just occurred to me, I hadn't thought about it till this morning, but I wonder if we call it February because it sounds like January. Because it really, I don't know how we get February out of how it's spelled.
Phonetically, it would be February.
February. Well, it's interesting. Maybe somebody will let us know what the history on the word is. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, okay, there you go. If we were going to do it phonetically, it would be February. I don't know. Does anybody know the history of the word February? Because a lot of times we learn our English that the word actually meant something. Like it was named after a Greek person, or it was named after a person who actually lived. I did not do any research on this morning. It just struck me because it's the first Monday in February, first time we've said February on the air. But I don't know what February even means. I know that the month is split up when it comes to the horoscopes. Now, there's something that's went by the wayside over the past few years. Do you remember when everybody used to get the newspaper and turn to the horoscopes? But February is split up. There's a line through the middle of February. Like right now, I think early February is still... Now, is it Aquarius? I'll get this wrong. I know the second half of February is Pisces. I do know that. The second half of February is a Pisces, but I don't know what the first half of February is. I know it's whatever late January is, and I don't know what those have it. I've never really read the horoscope, so I don't know, but I do know that February probably does have some kind of meaning. There is probably a meaning behind the word February that we just don't know. So... maybe we'll find out this morning. 740-383-9944. And what do you believe is the correct pronunciation? Apparently, phonetically, February. But obviously, we're not going to say that. So is it February or February? And how did we get to February? I'm guessing that somewhere along the line, January, February, that's how it happened. Like November, December. But those are spelled similar. January and February are not spelled similar. And, you know, I think this is what gives kids so much trouble when they're trying to learn how to spell. You know, we say it February, and we tell them to say it February, but it's not spelled February. And early on, phonetically, that's how we kind of learn our spelling, oddly enough. Who knew we'd spend so much time on this morning? Right off the bat. But if anybody's got the story of February or February, however you want to put it, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, we are into this month talking about the Super Bowl, which happened last night. And what a Super Bowl it was. Now, in the first half, you all watched it. Most of you watched it. I would imagine it usually has the biggest audience of any TV show all year. Well, the first half, it was a great game. It was all tied up. It was a real nail biter. We had the Chiefs and the 49ers. And then we go into the second half, and all of a sudden the 49ers start to pull away. They score 10 points. And we think, oh no, the Chiefs are done. And the Chiefs were the favorite in every poll I saw. Las Vegas polls, favorite polls. It looked like the Chiefs were going to win this thing. And then all of a sudden, the 49ers start to pull away in the third quarter. But then the Chiefs do come back and waffle them pretty good and win by a pretty fair amount when it comes to Super Bowl history. Now, I was hearing a lot of people on Facebook, because that's how we all get our news now, talk about how they thought this was the greatest Super Bowl ever, probably because of the game going back and forth so many times. Now, for those of you who watched it, how did you take the Super Bowl? Did you think it was the greatest Super Bowl ever as far as things go? I don't think it had the biggest audience. I don't know if the ratings are out yet or not, but I don't think it had the biggest audience of any Super Bowl just because of the teams that were in it. It didn't seem like there was any really big sentimental favorite. It didn't have that feel yesterday. I'm sure it had huge ratings, but it was probably not the most watched Super Bowl of all time. But what did you make of it? The Chiefs won, and that's what we all suspected would happen, if you believe the people who make the odds. But what do you think happened to the Chiefs in the second half? They came out, and it looked like they were done. And if you go back last night, if people haven't deleted them already, and you look at people's Facebook quotes, when it went into that third quarter, people were like, well, the Chiefs are done. Because most people did want the Chiefs to win. I did notice that on Facebook. But most people were acting like, well, this is it for the Chiefs. They're done. The 49ers just scored 10 points. There's no way they can come back. We're already in the second half. And then the Chiefs came and really put a waffling on them. So for you who watch the game really close and you who really know about football, what do you think happened in that game last night? It was an interesting game. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. All right. I'm getting something here on the internet. This is kind of funny. Yeah, now this is probably true. Now here's something I just got on the internet. I'm fairly certain that the person who put the first R in February also decided how to spell Wednesday. Because, of course, if we would say Wednesday as it's spelled, it would be Wednesday, which is not how we say it. But February. How do you get February out of that? That's very interesting. Here, pick up a prize? Oh, it was the Panda Express from Friday. All right, let me grab that for you. Do you have any ideas on February?
Well, I was born in February.
Oh. Just call it February. Just call it February. Hey, we'll enjoy.
Well, thank you.
Good to see you, Roger. You too. Take care. Yeah, I believe that's probably true when it comes to February. Roger, our big winner from Friday, picking up his two tickets to Panda Express. That was a lot of fun Friday, giving those away with movie quotes. Okay. So, I don't know. Yeah, probably right. The person who spelled Wednesday also did February. I just wish I knew what the meanings were of these things. What does February mean? We have a lot of things going on this month. Of course, we have Valentine's Day. We have Leap Year this year. We had Groundhog Day yesterday. We have the Super Bowl yesterday. But anyway, if anybody wants to analyze the football game for me and tell me what they think happened, who knows sports better than I do, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, we've now talked about the Super Bowl. Well, another aspect of the Super Bowl really quickly was the commercials. A lot of people watch for the commercials in the halftime show. Now, you know, was it Jennifer Lopez and Shakira during the halftime show? Now, the feedback that I seem to see was either people really love this or they really hated it. I didn't see any big deal one way or another. A lot of people said it was the greatest halftime show they've ever seen in their life. And then other people were saying, I stopped watching the game when that came on because it was too provocative. I don't know. I mean, was it? Did it hit the provocative level? Was it too much during the Super Bowl? I think when you probably have a female singer come out during the halftime show, you probably are going to expect that it's going to be a little provocative. I think that's kind of the idea now in television, to be as provocative as you can be. I don't know really what the halftime show has to do with the game. It's just there to fill time so the players can rest a little bit and regroup for the second half. I know a lot of people buy time on the halftime show, but I don't think it's any reason to stop watching the game or to really like the game. Did anybody have any feelings one way or another on the Super Bowl? It's a big poll morning here this morning. Any ideas on the Super Bowl game itself? Any ideas on the halftime show? And I know that halftime show, like I say, it brought out such strong emotions in people. I found that interesting. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Now, the only other aspect of the Super Bowl to talk about is the commercials. And I've said this before, so there's no doubt this was my favorite commercial last night. Groundhog Day. I was talking with somebody last week. I believe this is the first time that the Super Bowl and Groundhog Day have ever been on the first day, or the same day, because Groundhog Day is always on February 2nd, But the Super Bowl, for many, many years, used to be the last Sunday in January. And then, a few years ago, they moved it to the first Sunday in February. Now, I don't know why they did that. I don't know why the Super Bowl moved. But I believe this is the first time since it moved to the first Sunday in January, or February. I'm never going to get this straight this morning. Since it was the first time since the Super Bowl moved to the first Friday in or first Sunday, whew, I'm off of it this morning. The first Sunday in February, and Groundhog Day fell on a Sunday, which it only does every 7 years, that Groundhog Day and the Super Bowl have been on the same day. So I think that's the first time that's ever happened. But somebody being obviously smart and being aware of this, when it came to Super Bowl commercials, they took the hit movie, which is on all the time, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, and reassembled some of the cast for that movie and did a commercial for the Super Bowl, which are big deals, from the movie Groundhog Day, which I thought was probably the best commercial last night. And that's the one I saw the most on Facebook this morning and being written up in other periodicals. Now, here's the funny thing. Now, this is how silly it is. For me personally, and you probably know better than I do, I actually did not see the commercial in the game. I was doing other things while the game was on last night, so I was kind of in and out, and I didn't see it when it was, you know, actually on during the game. So the only place that I saw it was on Facebook and on YouTube, and to be honest with you, I don't know what they were advertising. Now, see, that's a bad sign. The commercial was so good. I see Bill Murray. I see that he has gray hair. I see him jumping out of the bed and the clock reading 6:59, and I see all that, but I don't remember what the commercial was for. What company was producing that commercial? Does anybody know? Let me know. Or did you think there were other commercials that were also equally as good or possibly better? What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial last night? There's not as many as there used to be. There used to be a whole lot of commercials that people would remember coming out of the Super Bowl, but it's not really that way anymore. But that's the one that stuck out last night, I think, to me and most people. But did anybody else really like a commercial that was in the Super Bowl last night? And what was that Bill Murray Groundhog Day commercial advertising? What was that for? I think the commercial stole the thunder on that one. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
They were advertising Jeep.
Oh, the Jeep company.
Yes.
Now, I watched the thing, but what did that have to do with Jeep? Oh, that he was in a Jeep?
He took the groundhog, and he didn't mind that he had to wake up and replay every day after day after day because he was having a great time in this Jeep with the groundhog.
Oh. Now, did you think that was the best commercial last night?
I liked that one, and then I liked the one with Ellen, with Alexa.
Oh, was that the one where they, like, went back in history?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, too.
That was pretty good.
Those
are my top two.
Did you think there was a lack of big-time commercials like there normally are?
I was disappointed that the Budweiser didn't have the Clydesdales in there this year. At least I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a little different when it came to commercials this year, and I'm not really sure what that was. Did you happen to see the halftime show?
Nope. My husband taped the game, so I'll watch that later.
Well, I tell you, when you see this halftime show, and like I say, I was kind of in and out on it last night, but boy, just paying attention to Facebook, people had really strong reactions about it.
Well, I'm a J-Lo fan, so I'm sure she did a great job.
Yeah, I think it was all the comments that I saw were just about the provocativeness of it.
Well, it's entertainment.
Yeah, that's it, and I think people should loosen up. So as far
yes,
as
they should.
Yeah, we're wound a little too tight now in society.
I think so. Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things to get outraged over, but I don't think the Super Bowl halftime show is one of them.
No, it's just plain entertainment, and she's a beautiful woman. I mean, they both are. So
yeah.
And they're very talented.
Absolutely.
So you got it. Use it.
Yeah. And as far as the game goes, do you think it's one of the greatest games? What'd you make of the game?
No, I didn't watch the game.
Well, you know what?
Watch the commercials.
It's so funny because I am not a big football fan at all. I'm not the person you'll find on. I'm a baseball fan, but you know it's the Super Bowl, so you turn it on in the background, which is maybe why I'm not paying attention to any of this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but I just kept hearing all this. Oh, it was the greatest Super Bowl ever, and oh, the Chiefs were able to do this, and you know that's great. But it's funny because yesterday I did not hear as much talk about the Super Bowl as I normally had.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I know. It's different. It's different. Well, hey, thanks for calling, though.
Sure, Scott.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Jeep. It was for Jeep, and I just got the message on the internet as well that it was for Jeep. Kind of interesting stuff. So the commercial was for Jeep because Bill Murray was in a Jeep, I guess. That's interesting. And I did see the Ellen commercial about Alexa with, who's Ellen's, is that her wife now? Are they married? What's her name? Is that Portia? I don't watch a whole lot of Ellen, but I think that's who else was in the commercial. They were getting ready to go out or something. And then they went back in history through Alexa, and Alexa was like a chambermaid at one point cleaning up the castle. Yeah, that was an interesting commercial. I thought that was pretty good. But, any thoughts on the commercials last night? Did you not like the Bill Murray Groundhog Day commercial? Did you not like the Ellen commercial? What's your feeling? Were there any others that stuck out? You know, the beer companies used to be a very big part of the Super Bowl. Do you remember for years when they had the Bud Bowl? The Bud Bowl used to be as popular as almost the Super Bowl. And it was basically, for people who don't remember, it was cans of, and I want to make sure I get this right, I think it was Bud Light versus Budweiser, cans of both beers, which is kind of odd anyway, cans of both beers playing each other during the game, and then there would be a score at the end, who won, Budweiser or Bud Light. That went on for a number of years. I don't think that goes on anymore. But does anybody remember the Bud Bowl that went on for years and years and years? Or does anybody have a greatest Super Bowl commercial of all time? Now, that's going back a ways to say it's the greatest one of all time. There are a few that stick out in my mind, and they're always with entertainment people, I guess because entertainment people kind of make the news. But I remember, what was it, 10, maybe 12 years ago now, the Snickers commercial with Betty White, where you got the guys out playing Super Bowl or football in the mud, and one of them says you're playing like Betty White, and then they actually juxtapose Betty White into the commercial. I remember that being a big deal. And then we also had do you remember the one a few years ago? It was for the David Letterman show when he was still on the air, and it was a very quick commercial, but it was basically David Letterman sitting on the couch eating like Tostitos or something, and he says, "This is the worst Super Bowl party I've ever been to." And then they pull out the camera a little bit, and Oprah is sitting next to David Letterman on the couch. And Oprah says, "Old Dave, don't say that." And then they pull out another, and Jay Leno is sitting on the couch, which was a big deal because, of course, Jay and Dave were on different networks competing with each other and probably had not been in the same commercial or even the same. I think after that commercial aired, they had not seen each other for 30 years or something like that. And Jay Leno's on the couch, and he says, "He's just saying that because I'm here." So Letterman says, "This is the worst Super Bowl party ever." Oprah says, "Dave, don't be that way." And Jay Leno says, "He's just saying that because I'm here." I remember that being a big Super Bowl commercial. We're getting a word this morning. Yes, it was Portia. Portia is Ellen's girlfriend or wife now, I guess. I think they are married out in California. So she was in the commercial last night. What is her? Portia de Rossi? Is that what her name? But, you know, here's... Is it Portia DeGeneres now? I don't know how that works. I think it's probably still Portia de Rossi, because she has a career all of her own. But that's nice. People are happy. And that was a big commercial last night, the big Alexa commercial. Anyway, if anybody has anything to say, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Any portion of the Super Bowl you would like to talk to, from the commercials to the halftime show to the game itself, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Also, of course, we do want to mention, yesterday was Buckeye Chuck Day, it was Groundhog Day, it was Punxsutawney Phil Day, and they agreed, Buckeye Chuck did agree with Punxsutawney Phil, neither groundhog saw their shadow, which means it's going to be an early spring. Now, of course, if you go out today, you would see that it's going, well, it feels like an early spring. It feels like spring out there this morning. And the daylight this morning. Now, I hope this is a permanent thing, but I know before 7 o'clock it was daylight this morning. And that always makes people chipper. Are we finally on the other side of the coldness now? Because usually the dead of winter is January. You know, we're celebrating Christmas and New Year's in December. Then we get to January, and that's depressing. Because it's dark, and it's cold, and there's not a whole lot going on, and we don't have many daylight hours in January. Well, are we on the other side of that now through? Are we pulling through? Because, to be honest with you, February, I mean, yeah, we can have a snowstorm. We can have a snowstorm in March. We can have a snowstorm in April. But I think it's always more likely in January to have the highly frigid temperatures and the highly frigid weather, which maybe we won't this year. Who knows? I'm sure there'll be more snow. You know what's funny, though? I'm running into a lot of people now because we have not had a big snowstorm, and we haven't had really terrible weather, that are saying, boy, I just want a big snowstorm. Now, that's something you never used to hear. I don't know if people just want a day off school. I don't know if they are just missing what used to be, and they like one big snowstorm every year, and they know they're running out of time because we're in February now. But it's kind of interesting to hear that. We did get a note on Friday, and I probably should mention this because it's in 10 days. There's a Valentine's Day spaghetti dinner going on at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio. This will be Wednesday, February the 12th, 5 to 7 p.m., adults are $6, kids are $3, 12 and under. There will be spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, salad, a drink, and a dessert. And it is wheelchair accessible. The big Valentine's Day spaghetti dinner at the Morrill United Methodist Church, Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio, February the 12th. So grab somebody you like and take them over to Morrill. The Morrill United Methodist Church. That just came in Friday, so that's the first time we've been able to mention that. Now, a few other things I want to mention here this morning. Okay, we went through that. And Buckeye Chuck, as I said, Charlie Evers' creation so many years ago, says we're going to have an early spring. We will see if that happens. Maybe it's already come. I don't know. Feels like it came yesterday. And it certainly has come today. So, we did Buckeye Chuck, we did the Super Bowl. Oh, this is something important I want to mention, because this person really was a mover and a shaker in Marion, and we learned yesterday that a really sharp guy who did a lot for Marion, Charlie Sins, passed away Friday at the age of 94. Now, Charlie was a very unique man. His family is such a great family. His kids, very nice people. Charlie, a great guy. His wife, Mrs. Sens, a very, very nice and polite woman every time I've ever run into her. Charlie did a lot of great stuff. You know, Charlie, if you remember back, had the antique car. I guess you'd call it museum. It was a museum, antique car museum, that was out on Route 95 behind what is actually furniture now. It used to be the Salvation Army. So that, I remember when Charlie had that in Marion, which was a big undertaking and took a lot of took a lot of fortitude. And for people who really went to that car museum, I think they truly enjoyed it. It was a really nice thing to have here in Marion for a period of time. And then, of course, all of the, Cervex Center, I think, is what Charlie will most long-term be associated with, working with his sons, Greg and Pat, in those businesses and building those up over the years and creating the Cervex Center and really having heights with that. So I was sorry to learn that Charlie Sins had passed away at 94, but 94 is a great age. It's a great age to live to be 94, and I'm sure Charlie lived every bit of it at 94. But if you didn't hear, I think it was on the obituary report this morning, Charlie Sins, longtime Marion entrepreneur, I think is the best way. But he was really kind of a renaissance man when it came to things like the car museum and so on and so forth. But Charlie Sins passed away Friday at the age of 94. Was sad to hear that. I know Charlie Evers had a really good and long relationship with Charlie Sins. So we send our condolences out to his wife and his son, Greg. It's always hard to lose somebody, even at 94. Does anybody have any memories of Charlie Sins this morning? That's an interesting one, because Charlie was in business here so long that I'm sure a lot of people crossed his path over the years, and also with the car museum. Does anybody have any memories of the car museum? Now, that's an interesting one, because people being, born in the last 20 years or so probably have no idea what that was. But it was a really interesting deal here in Marion for a long time. And I know quite a few people did visit it. And I think groups from out of town used to come in and visit that car museum that was out on 95 that Charlie Sins put together. So if you have any memories. You know, my mouth is really dry this morning, and I have no idea why. Now, last week I was having the trouble with my throat. I was losing my voice for some reason, feeling like I needed to cough. Now this morning, my mouth is just completely dry. It feels like I have, cotton mouth here in the morning. I have no idea why. I slept okay last night, as far as I know. Is it dry outside? Is that what is causing all this? Who knows? Is anybody else feeling this way today? Like completely dry and cotton mouthy? I'm starting to think maybe I'm in the last days, because I'm having this problem with my throat last week that I really could not diagnose why I was losing my voice, why I was coughing, because I did not have any kind of other illness. And now here this morning, my mouth is so dry I can barely talk. I have no idea what's going on, but we soldier on. Talking about Charlie Sins and the car museum, does anybody have any memories of that car museum, going to it out where the Salvation Army used to be on Route 95 behind Ashley Furniture, or of all the years Charlie Sins was here himself doing business in the Cervex Center? And I know a lot of times Charlie would be behind the counter when you would go in the Cervex Center. So that's very cool. But sad to lose him. Charlie Sins at age 94. And for years, when I was there at WMRN, his sons, Greg and Pat, were doing the call-ins in the morning for the Cervex Center. I don't know if Charlie ever did those or not. He was not doing them when I got there. But he might have prior to that. I don't really know. Does anybody remember that? The call-ins on WMRN that were done for so many years, where a business owner would call in, like a Ted Elsie or Don Millard. I remember doing their call-ins, or Rick Perrin out at the flea market. I know that Pat, I remember Pat and Greg doing those call-ins. I remember taking those calls. Mike Mastro did them for Perkins for a while. But I don't remember if Charlie ever did those for the Cervex Center or not. Like I say, by the time I got there, he was not doing them. I don't remember ever having a call with Charlie. But he might have done them. at some point. Again, being a supporter of local media, which certainly that's something of high certainty and high interest to me, for sure. Go ahead, caller.
One of my fondest memories was going into the old store on South Prospect Street next to the Eisley store.
Now that's where
Joe and Charlie first set up business.
Yeah, that's where it all started, wasn't it?
Yep, that was years ago. I remember the Channel Master radios. Dad bought Voice of Music reel-to-reel recorders, a Channel Master recorder. Those were years ago. And I've been good friends with Greg all these years, and Pat and John and Mike.
Now, how would you describe Charlie? Because all the times I met him, he was always in a happy mood, just a very unique man.
Happy-go-lucky, yep.
Yeah.
Pretty good entrepreneur. Taught the boys everything they know.
Absolutely. Now, do you ever remember Charlie doing the call-ins back on WMRN?
No, it was always mostly Greg.
Yeah, I know I did them with Pat a few times. I remember he would call in every so often. But yeah, Pat and Greg were the ones. I don't remember Charlie doing that. But, you know, 94
Pat's
is a pretty...
Pat's been going, what, a couple of years?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's been at least 2 years, yeah.
Probably a couple of years. But he certainly was a very smart entrepreneur in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
All right.
Again, talking about the passing of Charlie Sens over the weekend on Friday. And yeah, that's where the Cervex Center started, was right here in downtown Marion. Eventually moved out to Delaware Avenue. And there was a Cervex Center, I do believe, on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Ashley Furniture is at one point. So he had a business going, and I think there was one in another city at one point as well. But a really good, sharp guy. So did anybody else have any interactions with Charlie over the years or memories they would like to share? 740-383-9944. He certainly knew his stuff when it came to just about anything electronic, which I guess is why that lasted so long. All right, the passing of Charlie Sens, that's something I wanted to talk about this morning. Okay. Oh, I do want to mention, I tried to mention this Friday, and I think I got it all botched up at points, but tomorrow night I will be speaking to the Ridgedale Lions Club, and I'm looking forward to this because I like going out and speaking to groups, and I've heard that the Ridgedale Lions Club is a very, very, very active group. They're a very proactive group, and they're a growing group, and I look forward to that. I know Jeff Ruth said he would be there tomorrow night, and Maury Morse from Marion Auto Sales is kind of the person who helped facilitate this tomorrow. Now, I believe, I have it written down at home, I don't have it with me here, but I believe I speak at 7, I believe it's at Ridgedale, and I look forward to that tomorrow night. And we can maybe talk about a little bit of the history of this station, talk about the history of broadcasting in Marion, which I think is important. You know, this year is the 80th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. December 23rd this year will be 80 years Marion has had some form or fashion of broadcasting. Started with WMRN's Bob Mason on December 23rd, 1940. So 80 years this year, the broadcast medium has been around in Marion, Ohio. So I will be with the Ridgedale Lions at 7 p.m., and I believe that's at the Ridgedale School on Tuesday. Now, if I'm wrong about that, let me know. But I believe it's 7 p.m. I think 6:30 the dinner starts. I believe that's what Jeff told me on Friday. But like I said, I have it written down at home, so I shall not miss it. But if anybody wants to shoot me an email, if I'm incorrect about that, it's scott@wwgh1071.com. scott@wwgh1071.com. Shoot me an email. Like I say, talk a little bit about the history of broadcasting. I've gotten to work with really When you look at the great broadcasters in Marion history, there were some I didn't get to work with, but really the ones that stick out, I worked with Jeff Ruth. Obviously, I'm still working with Charlie Evers. I worked with Madge Cooper. I knew Joe Ione. I interviewed Joe Ione. So I really got to be around a lot of these people who were considered to be the big deals of broadcasting here in Marion. So to be able to share memories of them and what made them so good and sharp will be a lot of fun at the Ridgedale Lions meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Now, I want to commend what the Ridgedale Lions are doing, because it's very hard now to get service groups together. It's very hard to get volunteers. It's very hard to grow the numbers in your group. And I hear the Ridgedale Lions are doing all of this. They have this NASCAR event coming up on February the 15th, which is great. Maybe I'll fill you in. Maybe I have the paper right here. I can fill you in right now. That way you don't have to go anywhere. It's the 18th annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 dinner and auction, Saturday, February the 15th. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5, auction following. Let's see here. It is at the IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway West, near Big Island. And if you have any questions about this, would like a ticket, call 740-225-4517. There are a limited number of tickets available, so you might want to do this quick. 740-225-4517. So, boy, then there's a total purse here of over $2,500. You can buy a ticket of $10 and join in the fun of the evening at the auction, which includes a half chicken dinner with sides prepared by Country Caterers. You can buy an auction item and support the Ridgedale Lions Club service projects. Now, I believe I will be going to this event as well. I know I have a ticket to it. So as all goes well, I will be attending this event, which I've never attended before. All money raised will be used to support the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club's donations and service projects. As I said, that's very important for any group, because these service groups are important, and if they ever did start going away, you would notice a change in your community. So we hope that they all stick around. So looking forward to that. The big Ridgedale Lions. Well, that's the NASCAR event on February the 15th, but I'll be speaking to the group tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Now, this is a question I have had for a while, and I still want to know, because I don't know the answers. What is going on? I pass by it every day. Maybe that's why I'm so curious. What is going on with the old Payless on Route 95? We ask this all the time. Does anybody know what's going on there? I mean, clearly they're doing work in there. The walls are painted. It looks like they've done some construction. I'm not sure what kind of construction they're doing. At one point, we heard that there had been a land transfer, that possibly the House of Cigars had bought this store. But has anybody ever confirmed that? I'm not hearing anything out of what is going on with the old Payless. I really don't know what is going on. I've never heard something or seen something so shrouded in mystery. I mean, when we heard that Panda Express was coming in, that was very early. I think really before they started building. Smoothie King, we knew about that pretty early on. Obviously, Dunkin' Donuts, we knew about that before they even knocked down the old beauty shop that was there. But what is going on with Payless? They are already doing work inside there, so obviously somebody's purchased the building and has some kind of idea of what they want to do in there. Does anybody know what it is? Has anybody stopped and looked in? Has anybody asked any of the people doing the work over there? Has anybody heard anything from downtown Marion or seen anything in the paper in regard to the old Payless? I have no idea what they're doing there. I mean, is that really going to be a house of cigars? Is that the idea? If anybody knows, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. or any ideas. Now, at one point, I guess it was a house of cigars and possibly a vaping store as well, I heard. I don't know. Maybe that'll go over. The vaping seems to be popular, although they are putting a lot of restrictions on it, so is that popular? I guess. I did have that statistic a few weeks ago, which shocked me, that, 25%, 1 in 4 high school people vape? It just blows my mind that that is really what's going on. Is it because of the taste? Because I remember, now this is terrible to say, but I'm sure a lot of people have this similar story. I remember when a lot of people in high school would start smoking back in those days. The reason was because they needed to stay thin, which was always really odd because a lot of the people who played sports did it. And you would think that that would clearly hinder your sports performance. Certainly breathing and a lot of other health concerns that smoking sometimes has. But this vaping thing, I've heard that some of the problems obviously are death, and I don't think anybody wants to die, but that's been one of the weirdest crazes I've ever seen, is this whole vaping thing. And I wonder what parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles are telling their kids when it comes to vaping. Is it just plain don't do it, like it used to be with smoking? And, of course, the chew. People love the chew. Certain people. Certain groups like the chew. Have you noticed that that's not really something you really see businessmen doing? Are people who are wearing shirts and ties going door to door? Now, I'm not saying they don't do it at home. They very well might. But that whole chew, you know, the stuff you stick in the inside of your lip, that really seems to be for a certain group of people. And I've never done it, but it's also been my understanding that, boy, can it make you sick if you don't know what you're doing. I guess smoking could make you pretty sick if you don't know what you're doing there either. But a lot of people seem to adapt a lot easier to smoking than they did to that chew. Well, I know a lot of people who've gotten sick over that, because you have to spit it out, and that really can turn into a very messy habit. What a thing to talk about over your breakfast this morning. But a lot of interesting topics. So what have we talked about here? We've talked about the Super Bowl. We've talked about Buckeye Chuck not seeing his shadow. We have talked about the commercials at the Super Bowl. We've talked about the halftime show. We've talked about the Ridgedale Lions event, which I'll be speaking at tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the passing of Charlie Sins at age 94, and we still don't know what's going in Payless. Does anybody have any clue what's going in Payless? Is this one of those government secrets we cannot know the answer to? 740-383-9944. Now, we are going to break here in just about 30 seconds, but we'll be back with much more programming here on WWGH Radio. So don't you dare go anywhere. Don't forget the big Valentine's Day spaghetti dinner, Moral United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street, Wednesday, February 12th, 5 to 7 p.m., $6 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. Spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, salad, a drink, and dessert. And it is wheelchair accessible. Back in about 15 minutes.
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit missed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same, look at yourself and see if they're right or not.
Do you go home?